Now can I hear you make some noise? Just shout unto God. Open your mouth tonight. God is faithful, and he's able to do anything that's possible. On him you can depend. Sitting closer to you than any friend. Don't ever lose your trust in him. God is faithful. Faithful is our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is faithful. Faithful is our God. Possible.
Anything is possible.
I don't see you clapping. Come on. Closer to you.
On today. Amen. Hallelujah. He is worthy. God is worthy to be praised. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. I was glad when he said unto me, come and let us go to the house of the Lord. Amen. Even in our virtual sanctuary, we're thanking God today for the ability to come to share the gospel. Amen. I'm excited about the word that's going to be preached on today. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life, and I'm excited about what he is doing in your life. God is doing some awesome things. This is a new season. It's not only a new year. We look at the chronos. Amen. We look at the chronos of time. Amen. And sometimes we get caught up in what the clock says. Amen. But we have to begin to look at the kairos of time. Amen. And be mindful of what God is doing in this season. This is a new season. God talks about it in the Bible. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Amen. Hallelujah. So it's a new season. I pray that you receive that one today. It is a new season. It is a new season. It's a new time for you. God is going to do some things in your life that He's never done before. You're going to see manifestation. That means divine revelation that God is getting ready to reveal to you in the natural what He's already done in the supernatural, in the spiritual realm. So get ready. You're going to have some new joy, and you're going to have some new peace. You're going to have closure on some things that you've been waiting for God to just work that thing out, and God is going to move in your situation. I declare it. I declare it prophetically over your life on today. Well, I'm excited. This is Pastor Prophetess Rebecca Simmons, and I welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries Church Virtual Sanctuary. Amen. We're excited. God is doing so many things with the church. We're going to be streaming soon, so you'll be able to partake of our services live. Amen. Even as we are in the literal sanctuary, and we're excited about that. God is doing so many things, even as He's setting us up to continue to bring forth His word internationally. So we just thank God for each and every one of you that come to the sanctuary for prayer, for those who come to the sanctuary for noonday service, and for those who come, amen, even for Saturday, as Pastor Anthony and I scatter seed on the Woman to Man show. Well, we're going to get into the word. Let us praise God with this worship song. Vashawn Mitchell, actually Dwayne Woods, Let Go. Let Go. Let us worship God over this next few minutes, and then we'll be coming back. Get on the phone, tell somebody, tweet somebody, text somebody, Facebook somebody, Instagram somebody. Get and let them know via technology that Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca are on the air, amen, in the virtual sanctuary, and that they can take part of this word, amen, of this worship service by coming over to blogtalkradio.com/power or by calling 646-652-4832. So we're going to get into this worship song with Dwayne Woods. And then right after that, we'll be back with the preach word. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
When I let God, let Him have.
Sometimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in the head, everything will be alright.
Yeah.
And let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go.
Let God.
Oh, let go.
Let go.
And let God.
Let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all. Yes, he can.
Let go.
Let God. With tears in your eyes.
Let go.
Just let God.
Let go.
He feels your pain. And he knows your heart. He knows your issues. He knows your struggle.
God in the highest. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Day that the Lord has made, we are rejoicing and glad in it. Hallelujah. What a powerful song. When we let go and let God, wonderful things will begin to happen in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. Amen. We've been fasting and we've been praying, and I believe that there's a word from the Lord. Hallelujah to you today. I thank God, count it a privilege and an honor to speak the word of the Lord. And he has placed in my spirit on today Psalm 27. Hallelujah. If you can follow me, we're going to go and look at this Psalm 27. This is a Psalm of David, the 27th Psalm. Whenever you find yourself being discouraged, go to the Psalms. Hallelujah. Sometimes when I want to pick me up, I read the Psalms. Psalm 37, one of my favorite. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen. David wrote that 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hallelujah. And then when I get discouraged sometimes, Psalm 34, it ministers to me when it reminds me that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Amen. Hallelujah. So as you can go to your technology, and I pray that you can pull up this scripture. I'm going to read the New International Version of the Bible, and we're going to look at this today And some things I want to just highlight and teach and preach and talk about, because we are in a day where there is intensified warfare. We're in a day where many are getting discouraged. We're in a day where people are frustrated like never before. But I just pray that God will encourage you like he encouraged me as I read this 27th Psalm. Amen. Lord, speak through me. Speak to me as I declare your word over your people. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advanced against me to devour my flesh, when mine enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I feel God already. Even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him and his temple. For in the day of trouble," is there anybody in trouble today? The Bible says, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then," somebody say then, hallelujah, "then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord." Glory be to God. God is so good. He is so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We bless your holy name on today. And we pray that you speak to us in Jesus' name. Amen. David, as he has written this psalm, reminds you and I, hallelujah, that although we have enemies, God will protect us. I just want to, at the outset, there are four things that I want to highlight today. I pray that you can write it down and rehearse it in your spirit. I decree and declare over your life and my life that God will protect you and God will protect me. That God will provide for you. That God will provide for me. God will prosper you and God will prosper me. And finally, God will prepare you and God will prepare me for purpose. God, he protects us, he provides for us, he prospers us, and he prepares us for purpose. Those are the four things that I want to talk about very briefly today. Number one, God will protect you. Look at hallelujah, Jesus. Look at that fifth verse. "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me high upon a rock." If there's anybody that know about protection, it is David. You remember, glory be to God, David had so many enemies. When Samuel was told to go to the house of Jesse, down to David's house, David was overlooked by his father and his brothers who was envious of him. And David was anointed king by Samuel. The one that people did not think would be king, God ordained and predestined to be king. God says man judges the outward, but I look at the heart. And that's why the scripture reminds us that David was a man after God's own heart. I pray that you become a person that's after the heart of God. So David, even in his household, his brothers, in so many words, was an enemy. And then he comes on the scene when they're warring against the Philistines. And there's a giant named Goliath who's tormenting the army of God, the children of Israel. And David comes up and his brothers say, "What do you want? Do you come here again," paraphrasing, "to show off?" Because David, if you remember when he was keeping the sheep, killed the lion and a bear to protect his father's livestock. So David knew about protection. David was a warrior. David knew how to protect, and David knew how to be protected. Glory be to God. And even Goliath, who he slayed with the stone, told him, "I'm going to feed you to the carcasses, the bird. Your carcass will be fed to the fowls of the air." And David slew Goliath, another enemy of David. How about the Philistines, who always warred against David? Saul was another enemy of David. David played the harp, and the evil spirit removed itself from Saul. David was a captain in the army of Saul, killing tens of thousands. And Saul got jealous of David, and Saul became an enemy of David. So David had many enemies. Glory be to God. David had so many enemies, he lost count. Even, y'all know the Bible, come on, people of God, even Abner and Absalom and Tamar, you know the story of his dysfunctional children. Absalom was trying to kill his father, King David, and take over the throne because of Abner and Tamar and so much mess that went on with David's children. So as David wrote this 27th Psalm, and he says, glory be to God, "My head will be lifted up, though my enemies come after me, though an army rage against me, though my haters are trying to destroy me." David said, even in this, God will protect me. I pray that you hear the Holy Ghost today. He said, "I'm not going to fear. I'm not going to walk in fear. I'm not going to walk being defeated. I'm not going to walk with anxiety, stress, and being worried." David knew that God will protect him. And I came to remind you today that God will protect you. God will protect me. God will protect your children. God will protect your investments and your money. God will protect your ministry. Trust in the Lord. Lean not into your own understanding. The Bible says, "In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." We are reminded in that 91st Psalm that they who abide in the shelter of the Most High God, there is protection under his wing, beloved. You need to find yourself not worrying, but believing. You need to find yourself not worrying, but having faith. Because I just came to remind you today that God will protect you. That's why the scripture reminds us that no weapon formed against you, I pray you hear the Holy Ghost, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. Because there is a protection that God has put around your life. There is a hedge. There is a shelter. In the King James Version of the Bible, this scripture is referred to as refuge, a fortress around our lives. So as we look at this 27th Psalm, verse 1 to verse 6, please be reminded that God will protect you. We're in a day, as I look at this political, I was so blessed to see the First Lady of First Lady Michelle Obama and our President Barack Obama as they were dancing and as they were in the inauguration celebration and ceremony, that even though legislation and so much is being put on the attention of guns and violence and weapons of warfare, automatic guns being on the streets and handguns being used in so many crimes of homicide. Our young men, our young women, our guns are on the streets and guns are in the hands of people with mental illnesses and people who don't know how to handle armed weapons. As the legislation is being passed about and passed through, trying to control the use of guns, we need to be reminded that, again, no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. You have to believe in the hour in which we're living, where there's so much uncertainty, that God got you. Hallelujah. The Lord has you under his wing. The Lord has you under his protection. That's why my wife and I always remind people, don't remove yourself from church. Don't remove yourself from the things of God. Don't remove yourself from the right connection and the people of God that God ordained to be in your life. Don't allow the devil to deceive you, to move yourself away from your protection. Hallelujah. If you're in a good word church, if you're in a loving church that teaches sound doctrine, I didn't say you're going to be in a perfect church. There is no such thing. Every church has flaws. Every church misses. Every church error. Every church make mistakes. Every pastor is flawed. But if you're in a word church, if you see evidence of God being there, if you know the Holy Ghost is there when you walk in the door, if you feel the power and presence of God, that's a place you want to stay. That's a place you want to put your family up under. That's a place where your marriage can grow, where your children can grow, where you can be edified in your mind. That is a place of protection. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God will protect you. God will protect you. And David reminds you and I today, though our enemy come at us one way, they will flee seven different ways. The Bible says, hallelujah. The Bible declares over our lives that our enemies will not prevail against us. Don't worry about haters. Don't worry about people who are jealous of you. Saul was jealous over David. Absalom tried to usurp David's authority. Goliath tried to destroy David. Even his brothers were jealous of his elevation. It's a hurtful thing when even, Pastor, when even your own family come against you. I don't know who God is speaking to today. You thought they would be for you. You thought they would be happy that you got the promotion, happy that God has a calling on your life, joyful and rejoicing that you're trying to beat drugs and beat alcohol. Turn over a new leaf. Turn that chapter of your life. Turn the page and start anew. But the very people sometimes we thought would be for us are the ones not celebrating us. They're not the ones encouraging and supporting us. The ones we thought we can look to and count on in this hour are the very ones that look like they're walking away and coming against us. But I'm here to tell you that God will protect you. Number two, God will provide for you. Number one, God will protect you. Number two, God will provide for you. Look at that 7 and 8 verse if you're still in Psalm 27. Verse 7 and 8. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. God will provide for you. I'm reminded by the Apostle Paul as he wrote to the church of Philippi. He says, oh, glory, God shall provide all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. You need to be reminded today. You remember, hallelujah, my wife, I think she taught on this last Wednesday, Abraham, Isaac. God said, Abraham, bring me your son, your only son, and sacrifice him to me. And Abraham was tested and tempted by God. And as he raised the blade to slew his son, there was a voice that cried out from heaven, now I know that you believe me, Abraham. Now I know that you trust me. Now I know that you have faith in me, because you were going to give up your son, your only son. And the Bible says, Pastor Rebecca talked about it, there was a ram caught in the, by the horns in the thicket, a ram in the bush. I'm here to remind you today that God will provide for you. There's a ram in a bush for you. I know you lost your job, but God will provide for you. I know your unemployment may have run out, but God will provide for you. I know right now you're staying with someone and have to live with someone, but God will provide for you. I know you may have hit hard times, but I'm here to remind you today that God will provide for you. If you're in a shelter, God is providing for you. If you're on an unemployment line, God is providing for you. If you're on disability and getting disability benefits, God is providing for you. Oh, I hope you hear God. When I was on my mother's floor, I thought it was one of the worst conditions I ever found my place to be. I had to humble myself and say, Mom, can I live with you? Can I stay with you for a while? A one tiny bedroom apartment. And she said, you're welcome to the floor. I only got one bed, son, but you're welcome to the floor. I pray that you hear the Holy Ghost today. If you're on unemployment and lost your job, God is providing for you. If you're on disability, that's God providing for you. If you're getting help from someone right now, if you humbled yourself, if you had to borrow, that's still God providing for you. So don't let the devil deceive you that God has forsaken you. If people are saying yes to you, if people are helping you, if people are supporting you, all of that is the favor of God on your life. God will provide for you. God cares for you. The Bible says, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. I am so reminded in the Bible. Sometimes I look at the two fish and the five loaves. It's written in every gospel. Many multitudes follow Jesus just to hear the word of the Lord from his mouth, to hear new revelation coming from God. They follow Jesus from their home. They walked for miles and miles and miles away. They didn't have bathrooms. They didn't have the luxuries of their homes. They didn't have means of food and water. But the word of the Lord, oh, glory be to God, the word of the Lord was that valuable to them. The word of God was that valuable to them that they forsook even their daily bread. They went hungry following Jesus. They found themselves in a remote area, and then only a little boy had two fish and five little loaves of bread. And the Bible says Jesus and his disciples fed 4,000 or 5,000 men, not including women and children, with two fish and five loaves of bread. The Bible says he held it up to heaven. He prayed over it. He asked God to bless it, and it fed multitudes. I pray you hear the Holy Ghost, and I pray you hear the Bible on today. God will provide for you. Two fish and five loaves fed a multitude. And that scripture should remind you and I, God is no respecter of persons. If he did it then, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If God did it before, he's about repeat performances. God will do it again. You remember when your rent was due and God made a way. You remember falling back in your mortgage payments and God made a way. You remember they threatened to come and repossess your automobile, but God made a way. You remember in the name of Jesus, you didn't have your kids' tuition money, but God made a way. You remember when you hit hard times, if it was food stamps, if it was the WIC program, if it was government assistance, God made a way. God will provide for you. Number three, God will prosper you. God will prosper you. 3 John 2, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. Please, you know, I'm a divert just for a little bit as I just quoted 1 John. We need to work on our spirit. What you feed the most grows the most. Sometimes we do things outwardly. Sometimes we prosper. We're making money. We're climbing a corporate ladder. We're getting our degrees in education. We're succeeding in the marketplace. But God wants us to have a balanced life. He wants us to put as much attention as we do into the marketplace in our career. He wants us to put just as equal amount of attention on our marriages and our families. He wants the same kind of attention and effort as it relates to our temples and our bodies. Eating right, exercising, dieting, eating the right foods, abstaining from alcohol and drugs, cigarettes, the things that destroy this temple. The same kind of effort we put into succeeding, the same kind of effort we put into outward prosperity. God says, I wish above all things that you be in good health, eating right and exercising, as your soul prosper, learning the word of God, building your inward man up, going to church, your hearing sound doctrine, becoming a person of faith by hearing the word of God. And he wants us to prosper. He wants us to make money. He wants us to be successful. He wants materialistic things to come to us. He wants us to have the good life, but he wants us to have that balanced life. Amen. Hallelujah. Even my wife and I, as Zig Ziglar passed away, one of the valuable things, he's a motivational speaker. I don't know if many of you know him, but my wife and I used to work along with Zig Ziglar. We were part of a network marketing team. And we went up the ladder there and was part of the leadership. And my wife actually flew to Texas to be with Zig Ziglar. And she said, you know, he lived what he preaches. He lives what he talks about. He motivated millions before he died. And one of the things he always talked about was having a balanced life, putting equal effort into every aspect of your life. And we need to be reminded of that. But back to Psalm 27, look at that 9th verse. Hallelujah. Speak, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. Oh, my God, my Savior. God will prosper you. David said, you are my helper. Our help comes from the Lord. The Bible says we look to the author and finisher of our faith. We look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. You need to go to God and not man. Curse is the man that leans on the arm of flesh. Thank God you can go to your pastor for counseling. Thank God you can go to your prayer partner for advice. Thank God that you have somebody that iron sharpens iron that you can go to. But A, number one, your priority is that you got to go to God first in prayer. Go to God first and talk to God. Cry in front of God. Lean on God. Conversate with God. Pray to God. I never forget getting saved and just being carnal, just saying, Lord, remove this and Lord, remove that. Lord, I don't want to act this way anymore, and I don't want to feel this kind of anger anymore. I don't want to be resentful. I had a very sarcastic mouth, and one of my prayers used to be, Lord, tame my tongue. I don't want to be sarcastic. I don't want to be a smart aleck anymore. I want to learn how to love people. I want to be nicer to people. I had a spirit of anger that I'd inherited. I come from a whole family that I've seen in my young life, a spirit of anger on my siblings, a spirit of anger on the people in my family, and that spirit was on me. And I said, God, remove that spirit. And I remember praying, going to God, after reading books, after watching videos and tapes, after hearing the preached word, and only, I feel the Holy Ghost, only God can do certain things for your life. Only God can remove that heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Only God can help you forgive those who have hurt you. Only God can get you out of that deep debt that you put yourself in. Okay, I'm not going to go there today. But sometimes God is telling somebody, stop spending. Start budgeting. Change the way you think. Put the credit cards away. Start tithing. Start sowing into the kingdom. Sometimes we put ourselves into position and we pursue relationships, red flags all over the place, and we're chasing after people that God has not ordained to be in our lives. We're trying to make relationships work that God is trying to put away from us. We're going after friends that continually stab us in the back. We're trying to connect ourselves to people who we think have influence and power, but they're not thinking anything about you. Yet we look at the ones that's really trying to help. We look at the ones that's been there for you. We look at the ones that's been preaching to you and praying for you and your family, and we're acting like we can just discard them because we found something better. The old saying, the grass looks greener on the other side. Once you get over there, trust me, there's a lot of drama over there too. Hallelujah. I don't know who that's for. That was just in my spirit. You think the grass is greener, husband? You better stay with that wife. Woman of God, you think the grass is greener? I know his cologne smells good. I know he understands you. But when you get over there, he got a bunch of nonsense going on too. The grass is not always greener on the other side. We need to just believe God. Hallelujah. And trust God. My final point today. God will prepare you for purpose. God will prepare you for purpose. I wish I had some time to really break this thing down. But even in my own life, as we was praying and fasting, God dealt with me in the area of time. I'll be 50 years old this year. We've been in ministry, have had the church for six. This is our seventh year going into ministry. And some things did not happen according to my time schedule. There's some things that I'm believing God for still that have not demonstrated and manifested itself in the natural. But I'm going to continue to sow. I'm going to continue to believe God. I'm going to pray to God for patience. I'm going to pray to God for understanding and wisdom. I'm going to advise you to do the same. God needs to give you patience. God needs to give you understanding. God is trying to prepare you for purpose. And too many of us get ahead of God. We get impatient. We start pushing doors open on our own. We start networking and creating preaching engagements. We start networking and start pushing doors open for ourselves. And God says, I'll open doors that no man can shut. I'll open up the windows and pour you out a blessing too big for you to receive. I don't know about you, but if I do it, it can fail. If God does it, hallelujah. If God do it, it can't fail. What God gives you will last. What you give yourself might disappear. So I'm just going to wait on the Lord. In due season, the Bible says, we will reap if we faint not. So wait for your due season. Don't get ahead of God. Don't go ahead and marry the wrong person. Don't go ahead and step out and start a church, start a ministry, start something that God he has shown you, but he's saying now is not the season. We just have too many people getting ahead of God. And he's saying today to us, slow your roll. He's saying, slow down, be of good patience. And I'm just going to read it to you. It's right here in this 27th Psalm. Let's read these last few verses. Verse 10 to verse 14. Holy Ghost, let the Bible speak for us today. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord. Hallelujah. That verse, that 10th verse, I went down to verse 11, but 10th verse says, though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. I pray that you hear the Holy Ghost on today, because God is just so awesome. And I remember growing up and my father not being there for me. My father forsook me. And because of that anger, because of that dysfunction, I made a lot of mistakes in my early life. Nobody ever taught me how to be a man, taught me how to be a father, taught me how to be a person of integrity and character. I thank God for my pastor, Bishop Hilliard, at the time, a man of integrity, a man of character, who showed me. I thank God for Minister Elder Brown, who talked to us man to man, who prayed for the men, who met with the men. I witnessed as an early Christian men getting free, men having strongholds, men being delivered. And when my father forsook me, David said, when my mother and my father forsake me, God is there with me. I thank God that he gave me a mother that put so many godly principles in me. She said, treat people right. Treat people the way you want to be treated. You don't put nothing in life. You don't get nothing out of life. That's reciprocity, reaping and sowing. She put it in her own words, but it was biblical. And I'm here to remind you today, when people forsake you, God will be there for you. But David closes out this scripture, wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage and wait on God. I pray you hear the Holy Ghost today. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles and not get weary. They will run and not faint. You will reap if you faint not. Be not weary in well-doing, beloved. God will protect you. God will provide for you. God will prosper you, and God will prepare you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm going to hand it back over to you. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a powerful word I brought forth on today. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. My God. My God, the Spirit truly is real, Pastor Anthony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I praise God for that word. You were not here yet. You had not entered the sanctuary when I declared prophetically, amen, that God was going to do what he declared he was going to do in the lives of his people, not on our timing, but on his timing. God was talking to the people before you came into the sanctuary about Chronos versus Kairos, that his timing is perfect. And if we wait on him, that it will manifest and that it's a new season and God was going to do some new things that close some doors and open some doors that no man can close or open. And you spoke on that on today prophetically through the preached word, and we just thank God for the Spirit, for the Holy Spirit, amen, hallelujah, that the people of God heard the word, that God will protect you, that God will provide for you, that God will prosper you, and that God will prepare you for purpose. My God, what a powerful word. I was taking notes over here, and even in that last verse of Psalm 27, what an apropos word to preach from, amen, where David says, I am confident, in verse 13 in Psalm 27, I am confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And verse 14, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. And you have encouraged my soul today. You have encouraged the people on today to wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Have that confidence that David had. Pastor Anthony, I just want you to just go ahead and pray for the people of God, amen, who are in the sanctuary. Some people are waiting and some people are getting weary and some people don't know which way to turn, and they're waiting for God to protect, to provide for them, to prosper them, and to prepare them for service. As the Lord leads you, just go ahead and pray, Pastor Anthony, for the people of God as they are assembled here on today.
Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. You brought us into 2013. Those who are waiting on the Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for the spirit of patience on today. We thank you that we won't get impatient in the name of Jesus. Father God, there's a Kairos moment, and we realize that we are not running out of time. We realize that you are the God and author of time. What is time to you? You can slow it down. You can speed it up. You can even stop time. So, Lord, we're going to trust you on today. We're going to trust you that you'll speed up time if you have to. You'll slow it down if you have to. You'll even stop time for our behalf. So, God, we're going to trust you. You are the author of time. You are the creator of time. So, Lord, help us not to look at our clock. Help us not to look at the calendar, but help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we are reminded that prayer will get us to that place of peace in our mind when we don't see it happening fast enough. Lord, we need you to give us peace when things are not working out according to our time schedule. We need your peace. And, Lord, that person who is discouraged, that person who is frustrated, that person that seems as though nothing's working out for them, Lord, I pray right now that you give them the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. So, Lord, to every listener, every person that's looking to you for prayer, every person that's looking to you to work out that situation, right now, Lord, I pray that you minister to them. I pray that you give them hope. I pray that you stir up their faith unto day. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Lord, we're going to still hope. We want to believe you. So restore somebody hope today. Restore their faith unto day. Somebody wants to give up, but your word says faith is the substance of things hoped for. So, Lord, we want to hope today for a better day. And I pray that you restore their hope. I pray that you restore their desire. And I pray that you give them patience, even as they wait on you to move in this situation. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
to God be the glory. Hallelujah. My God.
Yes.
I feel the Lord so mightily in my spirit today. My God. God, as we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. People of God, hear the word of God over your life on today. God is not a man. He is not a man. God is not a man that he should lie, nor is he the son of man that he would repent. My God, and change his mind. God has not changed his mind about you. He has not changed his mind about your purpose. God has not changed his mind about your family, your children, your seed are blessed. God has not changed his mind. If God has made you some promises, and I know that he has, if you spend any time in his presence, then know that God's timing is perfect and he is going to do what he said he was going to do. We thank God for this word on today. Pastor Anthony, we just thank God for using you to pour into us on today. God's word, people of God, God's word will not come back to him void. His word will not come back to him void. And he sent his word to prosper you. He sent his word to encourage you. God sent his word to lift you up from that low place. God is strengthening you. He's building you up. He's preparing you for purpose. Hallelujah. So just go and be encouraged with that word and know that none of what you're walking through right now is in vain. God is going to use everything that you're encountering in your life for his glory. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and the called according to his purpose. So if you love him on today, just go ahead and shout, I love him. Hallelujah. I love him. Amen. We're going to go down from this place. We invite you to come to the sanctuary on tonight for our hour of power Bible study for about an hour or a little bit more, maybe an hour and 10, an hour and 15 minutes. We go into the word of God and we study the Bible. Amen. And we invite you to come out to the sanctuary. Also on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m., we start our Sunday morning worship service. And we invite you to come out and be a part of that as well as Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. The address for the church is New Creation Christian Ministries, and it is a church of the Most High God, my God. We're at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And the zip code, if you want to write to us, if you even want to sow a seed, and we pray that you will partner with us, even by sowing a seed into the ministry. But if you want to write to us, even write a letter of testimony to tell us how blessed that you are, you can contact us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. We would love to hear from you. Like us on Facebook. We have a New Creation page on Facebook, New Creation Christian Ministries on Facebook. So like us on Facebook. And also, we will be streaming real soon, real soon. We're looking at streaming within the next few weeks. We're setting everything up, and we're excited about that move of God, as we'll be able to minister to the sick and the shut in, and those who are far away will be able to partake of the ministry. Those who are coming on a regular basis to the virtual sanctuary, you'll be able to see our services. Even as you go to church, your own church, on Sunday morning, you'll be able to partake of our services in the afternoon or in the evening via by way of archives on the computer. So we're excited about that. And again, we encourage you to listen to Pastor Anthony and myself on Saturdays, the Woman to Woman to Man show, where we have straight talk about serious issues. Amen. Straight talk about serious issues and your spirituality. Amen. Your walk with God. We're here as encouragers, as exhorters. Amen. To encourage you and exhort you in the word of God. You can have, be, and do everything that God has ordained for you to have, be, and do. Amen. And we declare that over your life in the name of Jesus. We encourage you to sow a seed if the Lord lays it upon your heart. You know, the gospel is free. The gospel is free. Amen. We don't do this for money. We do this out of the call of God on our lives. But if you ever feel inclined in your heart that you want to sow a seed, please feel free to do that. We would gladly receive your seed offering. Amen. And you're sowing in good ground. You can go over to our website at nccmonline.org, amen, and hit the donate button, and you'll be able to donate to our ministry, amen. So God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and I love you, and we pray the best for you. Remember to stay prayed up. Go in peace and serve the Lord, amen.
K-C-F-C.